This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I want to bring your attention to what's happening in society with blaming people for things they said or things they tweeted. And just as a little background to this, you know, of course, Roseanne Barr had her show canceled because she tweeted out something at 2 a.m. while reportedly taking Ambien, which does make people do crazy things. But nevertheless, she tweeted out, you know, Planet of the Apes and Valerie Jarrett, an insult about Valerie's looks. And then Samantha Bee, a feminist on the left, on her show, on her, broadcasting on the show, called Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word, where the C-word rhymes with hunt. And she apologized, and Roseanne Barr apologized. Both of them apologized. But Roseanne Barr had her show destroyed and her career destroyed. Talent agent dropped her and everything else. But the Turner Broadcasting Network said, oh, Samantha Bee is great. We love her. And the other big difference in this is that Samantha Bee issued the horrifically profane insult on her broadcast, on the network. So the network actually carried that C-word insult. Whereas Roseanne Barr was tweeting privately on her own, she didn't call Valerie Jarrett Planet of the Apes on the show, on the Roseanne show. No, this was on her private Twitter messaging system. So there are huge differences here. But if you look at now Joy Reid is on MSNBC, and she had, many years ago, she had said a lot of really crazy, nasty things on her blogs. And she's, of course, a left-wing person. She's an anti-Trump person. MSNBC loves her. But Joy Reid tweeted that something like all the Jews should die or something. I don't know the exact words. It was like Iran should conquer the Jews or something. I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact words, but it was some pretty crazy stuff, and there's a lot of other stuff. And then she absurdly claimed that, oh, hackers traveled back in time and hacked my blog from 2006 or whatever it was. Or maybe it's 2010. I don't remember. Anyway, the point is that Joy Reid apologized, and then MSNBC came out and said, Joy Reid has grown since then, and we accept her apology, and she is a very, you know, brilliant, pioneering, important person. So, you know, we're not gonna punish Joy Reid for stuff from X number of years ago. Now, these examples are important because what we're looking at is a massive double standard. And this is the problem I have. I think we should have one set of rules about stuff you say, and this one set of rules should apply to everybody. So, for example, Joy Reid, MSNBC has essentially given her a statute of limitations type of rule. They're like, ah, that was long ago. She's grown since then. Okay. Well, I'm willing to accept that if it's universally applied, where nobody gets raked over the coals for stuff they said, let's say, 5+ years ago. Maybe we should have a 5-year statute of limitations about commenting on stuff people said, because hasn't everybody grown in the last 5 years? I mean, is it just Joy Reid? Or has everybody else also aged 5 years and learned more things in 5 years? Because I'm pretty sure it's universal. Roseanne Barr has been raked over the coals about stuff she said over 5 years ago. Stuff she said about 9/11, stuff she said about, I don't even know the details, Obama and other people, Susan Rice, I think. But all that stuff was over 5 years ago. So why is she being held to account? You see, the double standard is what I have the issue with here. And the standard is applied as follows. Liberals are excused and allowed to say anything they want at any time, no matter how vicious or malicious or dishonest, because they're liberals. And the liberal networks always say, oh, we understand. Yeah, because they're just as vicious and malicious. But conservatives, when they say things, or anything they said 10 years ago even, oh, they're held to account for that forever. Forever, because it's selective prosecution, which is exactly what the left does when they run the government. It's always selective prosecution. The IRS targeting conservative groups, for example. The DOJ targeting the Trump campaign. The FBI targeting Trump campaign officials. It's always selective prosecution, isn't it? And the rules are never applied fairly, are they? And I think most of us Americans, we want to see some level of civility in public discourse. We want people to, you know, stop all the profane insults. Don't call women the C word. And also stop all the stupid insults against Trump. And, you know, don't call black people Planet of the Apes and all this stuff. We all want that to stop. And yet, at the same time, we all want the rules to apply fairly across the board, don't we? We want to live in a society where if this person over here is going to have their career destroyed for saying something awful, well, what about this other person over here? Why are they excused just because they're a liberal? What about Keith Olbermann? What about Bill Maher? What about Jimmy Kimmel? These people have said some incredibly nasty things and very personal things, making fun of the physical attributes of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, for example, or of Donald Trump or Ivanka Trump and so on. They've said some really vicious things. They never apologize. Never apologize. Network never fires them. They never get their shows canceled. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. And this brings up the even bigger picture in all of this, which is that leftists actually don't follow any rules whatsoever. They just make them up as they go along. Whether we're talking about laws or how legislation works, you know, Obama and all the Iran deals that he did, which wasn't a treaty. He bypassed Congress and just made it his own personal note. It wasn't a treaty. You know, the Paris Accord, same thing. They don't follow the rules. Leftists don't think they should have to follow the rules. This is why they're lawless. Sanctuary cities are lawless. They violate immigration law. And the same thing is true when it comes to holding people accountable for things they've said. According to the left, you're only held accountable if you're a conservative. But if you're a liberal, you can say any crazy, nasty, offensive thing that comes to your mind. There will be no repercussions because you're a liberal. Because liberals are never held to account for the things they do or the things they say. Look at Bill Clinton. Sexually assaulted, raped multiple women. What about the Me Too movement? Took down Harvey Weinstein. You know, took down all these other people. Took down Charlie Rose, many others, Bill Cosby. What about Bill Clinton? How come he gets a pass? Oh, because he's a powerful Democrat who supports abortion. So there's a really wicked double standard in all of this. And this is why more and more people are deciding to never let Democrats have power over them. And if you don't want Democrats to have power over you, where they're going to apply rules and laws in an unfair, biased manner, then don't let them win public office. Vote against Democrats if you don't want them to have power over you. And more people are realizing that. Even Democrats are realizing that. They're like, wow, this is crazy stuff going on right now on the left. And it's unfair, and it is just creating a society where now you turn on CNN and they just start screaming the S-hole word over and over and over again, 100 times a day in one case. And the reporting has become just profane and disgusting, and the TV personalities are disgusting, and they're just running personal smear attacks against Trump family members and Trump's young son. And it's just become total insanity. And frankly, no one wants to see it anymore. So turn off those left-wing channels. Stop voting for Democrats. Don't let them have power over you. And do your part to add to some level of civility in society. And if you do insult people or call them names, like I have from time to time, but it's about their policies, not about their physical attributes. I don't care what people look like. I care about what they support, whether they're pro-liberty or they're tyrants. That's what matters to me. So that's my take on it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Check out my new video podcast or video blog website, counterthink.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I'm I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.